Yeah, well, I think you have to be careful. But what, how it shows up is as a lovely kind of photo, sort of like a photo in your Twitter stream, which gives you that picture and the text that you can read very easily. It's all sized. It doesn't, you know, how some of the photos you get in your Twitter stream, you can only see half of it and all that. We've done it so that it's always sized. They do keep changing their sizes, I must say. But people seem to really like it. And interestingly, they're much more likely to click back to on the link to the main story that someone's written on the website if there's a visual graphic like that than if it's just, you know, characters and some words. So I think there's something about the graphic nature of it that does attract people. My experience is not that it complicates it. It's that it has the opposite effect. Yes, yes. They perform better than just a rather good photo as well. It's something about the slightly graphic nature of it. I mean, obviously, that's a big generalisation. It depends on the subject and everything else. But generally speaking, yeah, there's something sticky about that graphic nature of it. And I hope we write them in a slightly more playful style than normal BBC as well. Maybe that's a bit more attractive as well. Hi.
Do you ever suffer when you're creating more complicated visualizations and videos that take a long time to code and produce and put together? Do you ever suffer from the fact that they lag behind the actual news cycle a little bit? Or are you specifically creating stories to kind of try and get around that?
Yes, well, yeah, it was a big shock to me when I first started doing kind of digital stuff, about 4 years ago, was how long it all took. If you wanted to do something, you know, interactive, essentially. I mean, I thought television was kind of complicated and slow, and it's like very fleet of foot compared with when you have to get coding going. So you have to be very mindful of that. So you either choose running stories, don't try and do it on a breaking story, or you create a template that you can deliver something interactive but in a very short period of time, because basically you don't have to do any new coding. Or, and this is when I think it works best, and this is the stuff that you should be investing more time in, is to visualise some of our original journalism. So I was talking about the interactive video we did about child mortality in Malawi, and that was an original story that we did and no one else had. So we just worked to our own deadline rather than another one, but it gave it a real kind of buzz that it wouldn't have had otherwise.
There's a question at the back there.
Hello.
I was just going to ask, how careful do you have to be in terms of being sensitive when you're dealing with quite maybe a heavy story or quite depressing figures?
Yes. Well, I mean, I think you have to be sensitive whatever medium you're working in, whether it's, you know, with video, whether it's a television package, a radio package, an interview, or it's a visualisation. Yeah, you have to be sensitive. But you are, after all, telling the story, and I think sometimes those stories are, you know, not happy stories, but sometimes they are. We do lots of we try and do some fun things. In fact, one of our team who is just graduated from City last year, Nassos, he did his first big interactive just a few weeks ago, which was Premier League and international stars, football league stars, their wages versus the average wage in countries and your wage, which you could put into the interactive. And it would show you how many minutes it took Wayne Rooney or Ronaldo to earn your salary. Or alternatively, how long it would take you to earn their salary. And, it was fun, but it also obviously told you something. And that got 5 million page views, which is pretty good going, and was fun. We did a booze calculator for Christmas. I resisted this because I thought it's a bit too frivolous, but then we found a way of doing it really very quickly and not too much. And so it basically, you put in what you drank in terms of wine, beer and spirits a week, and it will tell you what country profile of drinking you most match. So apparently I drank like a Turkman. I think it's got something to do with having gin and tonic, because that's spirits. I think if you drink any amount of wine, you end up being French, mainly. And beer, you end up, you know, you can be Russian if you have vodka as well. So, you know, it was fun. So you've got to kind of, I think you do have to mix it up a bit. But you've got to be sensitive, yeah.
Okay, we've just got time for one more question from Ham, so sorry.
Hello.
What's like the decision-making process for use of the visualization?
Yeah. Do you know what, it's a whole different, you know, number of different things. So on a daily basis, you know, there'll be a ceasefire declared in Ukraine and they'll say, we need a map to with the ceasefire lines as soon as possible. That's pretty simple, it's a straightforward request from the person doing that story. There will also be specialist correspondents who come to us with an idea and say, I think there could be a really great story in this, and if we think it's a great story, we will collaborate with them for as long as it takes. So we have something called the CARE calculator, which is the only calculator in Britain that gives you a really good idea of how much money you or your loved one may have to pay for care. And that was the brainchild of Alison Holt, our social affairs correspondent. And we worked on that, the editorial of that, for about 5 months before the actual development was designed very quick. But that was her idea. Then we'll have ideas ourselves. Currently, my old bra is making its way to Cameroon with a GPS tracker in it, as we're doing a big project around secondhand clothes sales around the world, which is actually a fascinating subject. So we put GPS trackers in 6 different items of clothing and see where they turn up. And then you can just get ideas from people around the BBC in general, you know, who you don't normally interact with, like the Horizon Cats. They came to us and said, we've got all this stuff, we've got all this data from the cats, what can we do with that? So it's a whole different, whole load of different people can come to you, different methods of commissioning. And the problem is always like, you know, you need to prioritise, there's not unlimited resources. So, you know, you have to bring some kind of sense to bear about importance of the story or originality of the story or timeliness of the story, you know, what's more important, and then some things will obviously have to go by the wayside.